bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today I'm discussing the topic, Characteristics of Successful Homes. Studies of the home show that there's no such thing as a model home that can serve as a pattern for all successful marriages. Because marriages involve people, there can be no one right way for a marriage to be successful. Any successful marriage demands that the husband and the wife learn to give and take in such a way as to meet the needs of their marriage partner. It's only natural to speculate on what your marriage would be like if your husband or wife were different. But realistically, your husband or wife can't be something that they're not. And so your marriage, to be successful, must be built on the strengths of the marriage partners, on what they are, and not on what they're not. Despite this fact, though, there are still certain areas of marriage that come up time and again in those homes that are successful. And while the specific application to your home may vary from someone else's home, the principle still remains that happy homes possess certain characteristics, and you'll be wise to attempt to strengthen those areas that God has blessed in other successful homes. Today, I'd like to suggest two characteristics that should mark your home. In the first place, Mom and Dad ought to have some activities that they share with one another alone. It's important that you take time as a couple so that you never lose that bond of love that first drew you together. All too often, parents find themselves totally involved with their children. You probably know the story. Little League, Pop Warner football, Boy Scouts, Campfire Girls, school activities, the list is practically endless. Many parents involve themselves so completely with their children that they never take the time to share activities with one another. But remember, your marriage started with you as a couple, and it will likely end with you as a couple. And unless you take time for one another away from your children, you may find it difficult to gather after your children leave home. When you take time out to share some mutually enjoyable activity, you help strengthen your relationship as a couple. Whether it's a walk around the block or going out to dinner alone or a social activity at church, you need this time spent with your marriage partner. A second area that also needs to be shared is that of the social life. The picture of a golf widow or of a club-oriented wife is not one that's been conjured up out of imagination. These are matters that have often been the source of friction and unhappiness in marriages. More than one-fourth of all marriages report a lack of satisfactory adjustment in that area. It's interesting to note that both unhappy wives and unhappy husbands find social activities that allow them to be away from their marriage partners. No, you need to develop social outlets that both of you can enjoy. I'm not saying that a husband or wife should never participate in a social activity alone, but I am saying that there ought to be many areas of friendships and social activities that you can share with one another. Once again, this helps you maintain a strong bond of love with each other, and it prepares you for the day when you'll be a couple once again. Certainly, the greatest activity that you should share is your mutual love for Jesus Christ and your service for Him. Sporting activities, social engagements at the home of a friend, working together in the yard or some other home project, all of these are good. But you do not dare neglect your mutual devotion and service to the Lord. When He lies at the center of your activities, then you'll have His blessing upon your successful home.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.